is Doug. This is a dictating on Patrice Long. P-A-T-R-I-C-E. Patrice Long, L-O-N-G. Patrice is P-A-T-R-I-C-E. P as in Paul. Long, L as in Long. Long. The date of birth is 12-8-1953. Date of visit is 5-17-23. Please make a copy for Fernando Arzola, MD. Arzola is A-R-Z-O-L-A. Fernando, F-E-R-N-A-N-D-U. Next, paragraph. Chief complaint is recurrent bronchitis and shortness of breath. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a this is a 68-year-old lady who has been experiencing recurrent episodes of bronchitis with persistent cough and wheezing, has been treated with oral antibiotics and steroids. The patient has also a past history of smoking, and she has had sinus disease with a history of sinus surgery. The patient also had a recent chest CT on December 28, 22, which showed peribronchial thickening. And no significant infiltrates or effusions or lung nodules. There was also moderate to severe coronary artery calcifications. She has had pulmonary function studies done, which demonstrated mild airway obstruction with no significant change after bronchodilator use. The patient has some cough and presently brings up clear mucus and denies any hemoptysis, chest pains, or fevers. Next paragraph, past history. Patient's past history has included history of appendectomy and history of sinus surgery. She also has hypertension and hyperlipidemia and sleep apnea. Next paragraph. Medalist included Trilogy Ellipta and Ventolin inhaler, Wellbutrin XL upon 50 milligrams a day, Single A 10 milligrams daily, Amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, and Lipitor 40 milligrams a day, and Fosamax weekly, and Prilosec 20 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next paragraph, habits the patient smoke, quarter pack per day. 20 years and quit. Alcohol is daily. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient had some weight gain. She has fatigue. She has no double vision or cataracts. She has some hoarseness and wheezing. She has post-nasal drip and nasal congestion. She has coughing spells and wheezing. And she has gastroesophageal reflux. There's no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain. No anxiety, no depression. No easy bruising. She has no seizures but has headaches and no numbness in the extremities. No skin rash. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure. Blood pressure is 140/70, pulse is 76. Respiration 16, temperature 97, weight is 159, saturation 93. HEND and non-cephalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. Scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields. And no crackles. Heart seems irregular, as one has to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no again, omegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. No edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one. Chronic bronchitis with reactive airways disease. Number two is hypertension. Number three, hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 plus QIDPRN. And also, continue a Trilogy Ellipta, 100 micrograms, 1 puff a day. She will get a CBC, complete metabolic profile, IgE level. She will use a nebulizer with the albuterol solution, QIDPRN. And if she has any exacerbation of her bronchitis, she will be given Ceftin 500 milligrams BID for 7 days and prednisone 30 milligrams daily with a tapering dose over 3 weeks. Follow-up visit has been arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Patrice, copy for Fernando Arzola. Arzola, Fernando, Fernando, M.D. Thank you, Dr. Susan.